Singer Jill Scott has a new book out. The book is titled In the Moments, the Minutes, the Hours, the Poetry of Jill Scott. Early in her career, the singer was a regular on Philadelphia's spoken word scene. Scott says she connected immediately with the free verse style she first heard as a child.
In the eighth grade, my favorite teacher, Miss Danish, she gave us a list, and Nikki Giovanni was on there. That's how I got introduced to poetry. When I read Nikki, I felt like I was really seeing a reflection of myself. You know, the just sitting in between grandma's legs, getting my hair done, and, you know, the sound of the water plug, all of those things I knew very well. So Nikki Giovanni just opened a huge door for me as a writer.
What is poetry for you? Is it cathartic?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I'm closer to the world when I write. It's not just orange. How orange is it? Is it the taste of an orange? Is it the color of someone's freckles? I love the process of looking at things in different ways. I really feel like it allows me to appreciate life.
We do on this show a segment called Poetry Moment. Mm-hmm. And we've had Nikki Giovanni and others come on, read some of their poetry, and then tell us why they wrote the poem or what it meant to them. But oftentimes, meat and potatoes guys like me mm-hmm. feel that poetry has to be deep.
Okay.
Do you feel that way, or is it just an expression of whatever?
I don't think it has to be.
Should it be?
No, I don't tend to think that poetry has to be deep. I like regular people poetry. Mm-hmm. I like reality people poetry rather than, and the moon was sipping a cup of chamomile. I mean, whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I like to know what you're talking about.
Would you do us a favor and read from the book? It's a beautiful picture, we should note, on the front. The Moments, the Minutes, the Hours, Poetry of Jill Scott.
Thank you. This poem I wrote a few years ago. I must have been 14 years old. My cousin used to do my hair. This poem is called Perms, Hot Combs, and Curlers. Get it out, I say. 5 more minutes, she say. Get it out, I say. 5 more minutes if you want it straight. Blisters, sores, peels, I pick, leaving lighter designs underneath. I burn because I want my pride to blow in the summer wind. I burn because I want silky, fancy, free, shining, glorious assimilation. And maybe, too, because it seems easy. I lay toxin thick, over and over, end split. I drive down, beat less my own attractiveness. I guess I am an American.
Do you think that we miss, particularly now, currently, the African-American community, some of those kind of commonplace, everyday things? I mean, you know, you sing about collard greens.
Sure.
I mean, you know, and that's a staple for us. But
yes.
Often we try to run away from those things to a great degree.
We do. And I don't know why that is. I think that within this society, within America, the more I get to travel, the more I realize it is so important to hold on to who and what your folks are about. If you're Jewish, be proud of that. You know, whatever, share with us your culture. You know, we'll share with you ours. I think people really try to get away from the hood, run as fast as they can, you know, rep it for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm from the hood. And after that, you just out.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying you have to live there all the time, but, you know, go back, visit, hang out, see your friends, family, you know.
Is there anything that is too personal for you to share in your poetry or your music?
No. Not at all. Artists are here to remind everybody that we're just people. Fallible, stupid, brilliant, sexy, funny, sad. You know, that's why artists are here. Because we can get caught up, you know, making a living, taking care of a family, just doing the job but not living the life, you know?
The latest CD is called Beautifully Human.
Yes.
I love finding out from the artist what their favorite track is. Mm-hmm. What's yours on the latest CD?
My first favorite is a song called Not Like Crazy, because that is the story of how I feel about my husband. I love that song. It says, what you do is crazy, not like you belong in an asylum, but crazy, like the sun in the morning and the moon at night. What you do is crazy, babe. My second favorite song, even though it's hard to say that, is a song called I Need You, because that song came to me in my sleep, and the melody sat with me for over a year. And when I finally got out, I felt a great sense of release.
I remember doing an interview with Berry Gordy. He was sharing a story that a woman kept bothering him to introduce her to Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I just want to meet him. And Berry said, if you want to meet him, go listen to his records.
Right.
Because that is who he is at that very moment.
Exactly.
Could the same be said for you?
Yes. That's perfect. Who I am right now will always reflect the art that I create. This work, it's a collection of poetry. So this is me over the years. This is the background. I really try to show you where I come from and where I am. And where I'm going, who knows? You know, we don't know if life will last. But I'm trying to show everybody where I am right now. And it might change. I don't know. But I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm sure it will change. And we're okay with whatever Jill Scott we receive.
Thank
we greatly
you.
Appreciate it. We appreciate your music, and now we can appreciate your poetry.
Thanks, Ed.
You love me, it's specially different.
Jill Scott's new book of poetry is called In the Moments, the Minutes, the Hours, The Poetry of Jill Scott. Her latest CD is Beautifully Human, Words and Sounds, Volume 2. You can hear Scott read more of her poetry on our website, at NPR.org.
You're intelligent. You woo me. You caught me. You tease me. You please me.
That does it for the program today. To listen to the show, visit NPR.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.